Good evening.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying Liana Bacoa.
Anna
Bacoa. Has joined.
Gedula Chimin Ha Tati Terura. Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora kufrei shayan sintet nun cross satan tear up satan rearrange the letters in its shaar katan small gates reminding us to guard our gates our eyes ears nose and mouth as this is the entry point for the negative system. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevavat shamrein nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Parnasa and healing. Barchem tacharem rachame sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish Tzadi Tav Gimel. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Hasim Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Bet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pe Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Yesod and its essence. Of sexuality, creativity, creation, and foundation. Shavatenu kabel ushmati akatenu yodeya talumot shin kufav tzadi yudtaf. This sequence connects to the Sephirah of Malchut and its essence of kingship, kingdom, and manifestation. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Bechanun. Erech apayim v'rav chesed v'emet Notzer chesed la'alavim Notzer awon wafesha v'chata'a v'nake. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We connect to this energy through the study of a verse from the Tanakh that has this same energy.
Has joined.
This verse is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Vasamti makom liamil Yisrael untati vishatan tata willo yirgaz od willo yosifu vene avlala anoto kaasher barishona. The energy of our current year, the year 5781, is redemption. In order for the redemption to manifest, the children of Israel need to be prepared. One of the ways we prepare is to connect to a verse from the Tanakh that also has this energy of redemption. The verse we are reading and studying tonight is Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wagam mehem ekach lakohanim lalevim amar Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wa yo la yo sa yo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta e za yo ala da la a wa he he a Yozala me be he he re yo he kome la awa kala yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me ho ye me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me be Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he be wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu a me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. We will use the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a Yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me wa la wa wa ta be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo wa wa me like la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 25th day of Adar. Rabbi Eliyahu Chaim Karlbach, Sarah Shenmirir. She is the mother of the Beit Yaakov movement. Rabbi Eliezer Lipa and Rabbi Abraham Chaim Brim of Yerushalayim. Please join me in saying, by covering your eyes, leaning slightly to the left, as we say together, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. We will now connect to the Amni meditation, which is a tool we use to climb the tree of life. We begin at Malchut and climb to Keter. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yohe, yo aheni wa yohe, yo aheni wa yohe. Yusod, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. Od, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. Netzach, ye ahini wu yohi, ye ahini wu yohi. Yahini we yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yuhura. Yeah, 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 me we yosh. Yeah, ash, me we yosh. Chesed. Ya aheni we yohe, ya aheni we yohe, ya aheni we yohe. Bina. Ya aheni we yohe, ya aheni we yohe, ya aheni we yohe. Achma. Ya aheni we yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. We will now say the abridged Kaddish. The reason it's abridged is because we are not yet a minion, but it's still a praising God. If you look at the English translation of what our words are from the Aramaic, we are praising Hashem. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabbah. And we all say Amen. V'alma divra kirute v'yamli malchute b'chaye chonu v'yome chonu v'chaye v'kol Beit Yisrael v'agala v'zman kariv Itbarach v'yishtabach, v'itbar v'itromam, v'itnase v'itadar, v'itale v'italal, sh'meidikutsha, v'eila min kol birkata v'shirata, v'shpechata v'nechemata, da'ami ran b'alma. Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya, v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'imromal, u'yase shalom aleinu, v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Our class tonight will be an essay or the writings of the Ari on the parasha of the double parasha of Vayikel Pikudei. And I will be walking you through the procedure to get to the handout, because my page that I had prepared earlier closed, which is one of the wonderful aspects of my current computer. So go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. Row 14 of the matrix. It's the second column from the left. Teachings of the Ari. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to the section Parasha Vayikel Pikudei. And it is the third link under that title, Arcs of Divine Consciousness. And we will begin reading after Lashem Yehud, because we had said the Baruch Shem with the Shema. And that had grounded all of the energy that was excess of our vessel. B'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bibkilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe B'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu. Bezalel allowed the nation to participate in divine revelation. I read a midrash today that was calculating the age of Bezalel, and they said he could not have been more than 8 years old when the Mishkan was built, which meant that he was 9 when it was completed. And we know the number 8 is one above the physical world, and the 9 is a connection to Chokmah, wisdom. And that's what Bezalel was imbued with. So age does not ever matter. The question of this heart and the soul. And Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. It was 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits tall. The name Elohim is manifest in three places, in Atzilut, in Bina, and in Gevurah. You'll notice that only two of these three... let me finish the sentence. Elohim is manifest in three places in Atzilut, in Bina, in Gevurah, and in Malchut. All three represent the left column. The numerical values of these three names together is 258, which is 86 times 3. The same as the numerical value of the word Haran. Bezalel made three arcs corresponding to these three names in order to conceal within them the Torah, which is a manifestation of the name Havaya, or Hashem. The relationship between the names Havaya and Elohim is that of light and vessel, or a message and medium. Elohim, spelled Aleph Lamed He Yud Mem, has a gematria of 86. And it shares the same numerical value with the word for nature, which is Hateva, spelled He Tet Bet Ayin, reflecting the fact that the nature or the natural order that pervades creation conceals the divine energy behind and within it. The gateway to divine consciousness in this world is the Torah. The gateway to the divine consciousness in this world, which contravenes the facade of nature, is the Torah. Thus, just as the physical ark, the plural, the physical arks of the Mishkan, house the tablets of the covenant, which encapsulated the entire written and oral Torah, the spiritual arks, the three names Elohim of Atzilut, conceal within them and thereby channel into this world the divine consciousness of the name Havaya. I am adding, do you think there is a spiritual law that the revelation of the light of Hashem, which really is fulfillment, requires concealment in order to be channeled to the physical world? Since the root of the Sephirah tree, since the root of the tree from above is Bina, and from below is Malchut, the inner and outer arcs were made of gold, while the inner arc was made of wood. This is because of gold expresses the full intensity of the Holy Gevurah. I am adding, acacia wood expresses the energy of Zeranpin, since as a tree it grows against gravity. Also it grows in both directions, meaning the root and the trunk. Another unwritten commentary, when you have two metals separated, attached to a middle section that is wood or ceramic or some other form, this is the structure of a capacitor, of an electrical capacitor. But just as an electrical capacitor stores energy, so does a metaphysical capacitor. And gold, acacia wood, and gold creates a metaphysical capacitor. The ark is a battery. It's a storage for energy. Continuing to read. Since the root of the Sephirah tree above, from above is Bina, oh, I read this one and I read that one, so it's the next paragraph. The Sephiroth function both as channels through which divine beneficence is transmitted to the world, and as levels of consciousness through which man may ascend. When the Shechina of Sephiroth is viewed as beginning above and extending down below, the root is Bina. The source of its branches, the attributes of the heart, when it is viewed as beginning below and ascending, the root is Malchut. These two Sephiroth thus define the borders of the matrix of divine energy consciousness within which divine energy is funneled earthward. They are thus the inner and outer arcs, connecting to Elohim, in which the divine energy itself, Havaya, is sheathed, is stored. Red is usually the color associated with Giborah. Gold is a reddish color, but also possesses a brilliance and shine. Therefore is seen as the ideal
has joined
for the holy red. Now the numerical value of the word for ark in Hebrew, aron, plus the kolel equals the numerical value of the word haran. Furthermore, if we take the aleph of aron to equal 1,000, the numerical value of aron is the same as the combined numerical values of three angels, Akatriel, Memtet, and Sandalphon. These three names are names of angels. It is customary not to pronounce the names of angels unless these names are also used for people. Mikhail, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, etc. The Aron is spelled Aleph Resh Vav Nun, which with 1,000 for the Aleph is 1,256. Akatriel is 662, Memtet is 314, Sandalphon is 280, totaling 1,256. As mentioned previously, these three angels are the personifications of the consciousness of the worlds of Atzilut, Bria, and Yetzirah, respectively. The tablets inside the three arcs were a manifestation of the name Havaya of the world of Atzilut. An example, the open divine consciousness that manifests throughout the entire world of Atzilut, which becomes enclosed in the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Take a moment to visualize what these words just described to you. This is alluded to by the fact that the numerical value of these three names, Elohim, together with the square value of the name Adonai, plus the kolel equal the numerical value of the word Shekhinah. The consciousness of the world of Atzilut is constricted in order to function as the lower consciousness of the three lower worlds. The name Adonai is associated with the Sephirah of Malchut in general and in Atzilut in particular, and represents the way the contracted divine energy of one world descends to the next lower world and rules it, explaining that it becomes its dominant consciousness. In the present context, we are talking about how the consciousness of the world of Atzilut is constricted and contracted in order to function as the lower consciousness of the three lower worlds. Although the three lower worlds differ from each other with regard to their relative intensity of divine consciousness, they have in common the fact that divine consciousness is sufficiently screened and dimmed to allow self-consciousness as well. In this respect, fact, they may be grouped together in order to contrast with the world of Atzilut, in which divine consciousness is so pervading that there is no room for self-awareness at all. The numerical value of the three names Elohim, 3 times 86 is 258, as we have said. The square value, the Rabua, is the same as the posterior, Acharayim, or diminishing value for the name of Adonai. This is Aleph, Aleph Dalet, Aleph Dalet Nun, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Adding these numbers up, you reach 385. Actually, you reach 126. But then when you take the three Elohim for the Ark is 258, plus its manifestation being Malchut, as we just went through the plus the Acharayim, the backside, is 126, and the Kollel of putting them together, we total 385. The divine presence, or the indwelling that is called the Shekhinah, from the root Shin Kaf Nun, meaning to dwell, the numerical value of this word is Shin Kaf Yud Nun He, totaling 385. Thus, the three processes, the names of Elohim, through which the name Havaya of the world of Atzilut is packaged and constrained in order to be manifest in the lower worlds, occurs via Hashem's attribute of rulership, or Malchut, represented here by the square value of the name of Adonai. When we add one to indicate that the whole process is one totality, we arrive at the numerical equivalent to the result of this process, the divine presence as it is manifest throughout the lower three worlds. The name Elohim is comprised of five letters. It is spelled out using 13 letters, and the process of spelling out its spelling out uses an additional 34 letters. The total number of letters used is thus 52. And we see here a chart that walks you through these three extensions of the spelled out name. You start with the Aleph, and then you have Aleph by itself, and then Aleph Lamed Dalet. Then you have the Lamed of Aleph Lamed Dalet, which is Lamed Mem Dalet, and then you have the Dalet of Aleph Lamed Dalet, which is Dalet Lamed Tav. Don't be confused by this. Just take your time to contemplate this chart to understand what is being expressed here. It's not looking at numerical values, it's looking at the number of letters. There are three names of Elohim. Each of these, in this context of the three levels of each name, has 52 letters, so the total is 156. The Yumeil, which is spelled Vav Mem Ayin Yud Lamed, is 156, and we will understand what is Yumeil shortly. When we add three to this number for the three iterations of the name Elohim, the simple spelled out once and spelled out again, we have 159, the numerical value of the word for small. In Hebrew is katan. Katan is spelled kuf tet nun and totals 159. And this is an allusion, a hint to the verse referring to Samuel the prophet. And his mother made him a small robe. Samuel's mother, Hannah, was childless for many years. She prayed to Hashem to bless her with a son, promising to consecrate him to the service of Hashem. When Samuel was weaned, she took him to Shiloh, where the tabernacle was located, and entrusted him into the care of the high priest Eli. His mother would make him a small tunic and bring it up to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to slaughter the annual offering. The numerical value of Samuel plus the Kollel is the same as that of Chashmal, indicating how Zeron Pin comprises the 8 Sephiroth from Chachma to Yesod and is crowned with its 370 lights of Arichan Pin. The Chashmal is a force field that protects Zeron Pin and Nukva from the forces of evil. Samuel, in Hebrew Shmuel, is spelled Shin Mem Vav Aleph Lamed, and this totals 377. The Hebrew word Chashmal is spelled Chet Shin Mem Lamed, is 378. Samuel, personifying Zeron Pin, Samuel personifying Zeron Pin is robed in a small tunic, a protective garment. This protective garment around Zeron Pin is known as Chashmal, the glow, known to us from the vision of Ezekiel. In modern Hebrew, Chashmal means electricity. The Chashmal is a force field that protects Zeron Pin and Nukva from the forces of evil. The fact that the small tunic of Chashmal is numerically equivalent to the 3 iterations of the name Elohim indicates that this garment is derived from them. Although the full partsuf of Zeron Pin possesses 10 sephirot within it, as does any partsuf, the Keter and Malchut of Zeron Pin can be considered external to the body of the partsuf proper. The Keter is, after all, a crown placed on top of the head, and the Malchut of any partsuf is the expression or the manifestation of that energy of the partsuf. I am adding, why does the translator use the expression of the partsuf rather than the manifestation of the partsuf? Arichan Pin is the partsuf of the super-rational will, that of the Keter. The desire that motivates the bringing into being of a particular world. The 370 lights of Arichan Pin, the will to create the world of Atzilut, are the presence of the motivating goodwill in the emotions. When the 370 lights of Arichan Pin shine on the partsuf of Zeron Pin, it means that God's motivating will is in creating the world is present within this creation itself, that Hashem is happy with his world, or at least focusing on the aspect of its original or on its origin that transcends its behavior. Thus, the Aramaic term Arichan Pin that's translated into Hebrew is Erech Apayim, which is the idiom for patience, one of the 13 attributes of mercy. His mother is Hannah. The numerical value of her name in Hebrew, Hannah, is 63, referring to the 8th Sephirah of Bina, which possesses 50 gates included in its 5 emotional attributes. Hana here thus personifies Ima, the origin of Zeranpin, personified by her son Samuel. Hana is spelled Het Nun Yud, which is 63. Zeranpin derives from Ima, the partsuf of Bina. Of the four spellings out of the name Havaya, giving numerical values of 72, 63, 45, and 52, the one whose numerical value is 63 is associated with Bina, as we know. Tana here thus personifies Ima, the origin of Zeranpin, personified by her son Samuel. According to the sages, there are 50 gates of understanding of Bina, 50 levels of understanding how divinity is manifest in created reality. The simplest way of comprehending this is as a reference to the fact that Bina, which is Ima, produces the seven emotions, each of which is interinclusive of the other, giving 49, 7 times 7, and Bina itself would then be the 50th gate. Here, however, the 50 gates are seen as 5 times 10 rather than 7 times 7 plus 1. The five principal emotions are Chesed, Tehod. The latter two, Yesod and Malchut, are just the drive for the expression and power of expressing the content of the preceding five. These five principal emotions, as they exist within their source, the intellect, are in an expanded state, indicated by their self-inter-inclusion of all 10 sub-sephirot. This idea contrasts with how these emotions exist outside their source, on their own. In this contracted state, they are not inter-inclusive of all 10, but only of each other, which is 7 by 7. The idea is further alluded to by the fact that when the name Elohim is spelled out with Yuds, and again with Aleph, this requires 104 letters. Spelling out this name with Hayes requires 51 letters. As we have mentioned previously, the three manifestations of the name Elohim in Atzilut, specifically in Bina, Gevurah, and Malchut of Atzilut, correspond to the three methods of spelling out this name. When Elohim is spelled out with Yuds, it corresponds to Bina, with Aleph to Gevurah, and with Hayes to Malchut. And you'll see charts below where the spelling out is looked at for Elohim in the three different manners, representing the three worlds. There are 13 letters in the Aleph, 12 letters in the Lamed, 8 letters in the He, and so forth. If you add that all up, you get to 52. So each name of Elohim is 52 letters. Actually, two of them are 52, and the last one is 51. which is the letter Mem. These numbers, when added together with 3 for the three names and the kollel, equal the numerical value of the word for small, katan in Hebrew, referring back to the small tunic that we discussed above. So we have 52 for one Elohim, 52 for the other Elohim, and 51 for the third Elohim. When we add 5 for the 5 letters, and 3 for the 3 names, and 1 for the unification of the kollel, we total 159. The word katan, meaning small, is spelled kuf tet nun, which is also 159. Please strive to understand all of these numbers above. Understand that the name Elohim of Ima diminishes the power of the name Havaya of Abba, so that Zerantin may receive its intelligence, its Mohim, its upper 3 Sephirot, in stages. In the same way, the 3 names Elohim of Bina, Geburah, and Malchut serve to diminish the power of the name Havaya of Hakma. The 3 worlds, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, serve to diminish the power of Atzilut. Finally, the 3 arcs that Bezalel made all serve to diminish the power of the written Torah, which is a manifestation of Zeranpin, so that Israel can participate in its revelation via the oral Torah, a manifestation of the Shekhinah, which is Malchut. All of this is hinted to in the concept of the small tunic, which is the word Me'il, Katan, that Samuel received from his mother Hannah. That is the completion of our class tonight. Does anyone have any questions? There is a lot of information that takes contemplation. Tomorrow we will have 4 classes. At 7 a.m. we have our morning prayer, which will be reading the Aliyah, the third Aliyah of the double parasha of Vayechel Mikudei. At 11 o'clock, we will have a class that is continuing our study of the book of Joshua. At 4:30, we will have our class continuing our deep Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, we will have a section of the Tikkuni Zohar read. Shalom to all. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening.
Long ago. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you all.